Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Skills Demonstration and Career Expo for Women in Corrections. Huntsville. On January 18th, in collaboration with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, TDCJ, and Central Texas College, CTC, Windham School District participated in the Women's Skill Demonstration and Career Expo at the Crane and Hilltop campuses in Gatesville, Texas. Through this opportunity, approximately 60 students from TDCJ's Manufacturing, Agribusiness, and Logistics Division, CTC, and Windham were able to network with approximately 14 different industry representatives from across the state, showcasing the skills they've learned through Windham's culinary, electrical, truck driving, and welding career and technical education programs, CTE. Quote, Windham School District is excited to give students the opportunity to present their talents and knowledge to a wide range of employers across a multitude of industries, end quote. Windham School District Superintendent Christina J. Hartman said, quote, the district looks forward to increasing these events in collaboration with TDCJ and local colleges to not only provide critical resources for our students preparing to return to Texas communities, but to also aid in filling industry employment shortages with energetic, trained, qualified candidates, end quote. Demonstrations included women portraying their electrical trade skills, truck driver program participants engaging with the newly integrated truck driving simulator, welding presentations, a meal prepared and served by culinary arts students, and much more. Along with this exhibition of skills, employers were given the opportunity to interact openly with students, providing them with recruitment resources, interview tips, and industry information. Formal job interviews also took place at the Skills Demonstration and Career Expo. An interview room was available for employers to speak directly with students being considered for employment in their prospective trades. Quote, we are honored to have welcomed industry experts to our campuses to view our students' skills firsthand. Our students have worked diligently in their programs and participated and appreciated the opportunity to showcase their talents in preparation for securing employment upon reentry, end quote. Windham Central Texas Regional Principal Azure Mack said, with over 40 CTE programs across 11 career clusters, Windham provides students with realistic and hands-on instruction, with curriculum developed to meet industry needs. The district partners with several post-secondary institutions like Central Texas College, as well as the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation, to offer students the opportunity to earn industry-based certifications and prepare for licenses that correlate with workforce demands. In the 2021-2022 school year alone, 17,634 industry certificates were earned by Windham students, aiding students to develop career pathways as they prepare to return to their communities. Windham, TDCJ, and Lee College had a skills demonstration and career expo for men in October 2022 at the Wynn campus in Huntsville. By expanding similar skills demonstration events across the state, the district aims to provide the knowledge and tools students need in order to be confident in their abilities, further increasing students' employability and contributing to the growth of the Texas workforce. Windham School District, WSD, provides academic, career, and technical education and life skills programs to eligible individuals within the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, TDCJ. WSD serves a unique population of individuals who were unable to complete their basic education in the past and others who need technical training and soft skills to better equip them for the future. With 85 campuses located in TDCJ facilities across Texas, WSD strives to prepare students with the necessary education and skills to successfully re-enter the workforce within their communities. Texas prepaid tuition program enrollment deadline approaches. Texas families can lock in today's cost of undergraduate resident tuition and school-wide required fees at Texas public colleges and universities by enrolling their children in the tax-advantaged Texas Tuition Promise Fund before the close of the current general enrollment period on February 28th, a press release detailed. Quote, it's never too early to start planning for a child's college education, end quote, Texas Comptroller Glenn Hagar said in the press release. Quote, the Texas Tuition Promise Fund has a range of payment options that gives Texans the flexibility they need to plan and provide future opportunities for their children, grandchildren, and other loved ones. Families will find that when it comes to planning for their children's future education, every little bit adds up, and starting early can make a difference, end quote. The Texas Tuition Promise Fund, the state's prepaid college tuition program, allows participants to prepay undergraduate resident tuition and school-wide required fees by purchasing tuition units for a four-year degree, 2 years of community college, or just a few semesters. For additional flexibility and portability, the plan also can be used at Texas medical and dental institutions, Texas private colleges and universities, out-of-state colleges and universities, career school and registered apprenticeship programs, where tuition and school-wide required fees are not locked in, and the benefits and payouts would be based on the transfer value of the units. While this general enrollment period ends February 28th, the enrollment period for children younger than one at 2022-23 prices is extended through July 31st. The next general enrollment period begins on September 1st with new contract prices based on Texas public college tuition and school-wide required fee costs for the 2023-24 academic year. Complete plan information, including residency and other requirements, current prices, enrollment forms, and more, is available online at tuition-promise.org or by calling 800-445-GRAD, 4723, option 5. Texas food banks urge legislators to increase grant funding. The Feeding Texas Network, made up of 21 food banks across the state, called on state lawmakers to increase funding for the Surplus Agricultural Products Grant on Thursday in a virtual day of advocacy, a press release stated. With the cost of groceries rising, many Texans are turning to food banks for support. The loss of the increased pandemic SNAP benefits, known as, quote, emergency allotments, end quote, in March, will lead to even greater need. With all SNAP households experiencing a minimum reduction of $95 a month in SNAP benefits. Quote, Texans everywhere are struggling with the rising cost of food, and as a result, more Texans are seeking emergency food from food banks, end quote. Celia Cole, CEO of Feeding Texas, said in the press release. Quote, more investment in the surplus ag grant will help food banks meet the growing need in their communities, end quote. Since 2001, the Surplus Ag Grant has supported a cost-effective strategy to fight hunger in Texas. The program is a partnership between Feeding Texas and the Texas Department of Agriculture. Food banks use funding from the program to obtain fresh produce that is unsellable due to imperfections or market conditions. And 100% of program funds go to farmers and transportation providers to offset the cost of harvesting, storage, packaging, and freight. Farmers are eligible for a tax deduction for their donation. Quote, in addition to feeding hungry Texans, the funds provided through the Surplus Ag Grant offset losses for Texas growers and mitigate the impact of food waste on the environment, end quote, Cole said in the press release. Quote, the program is a win-win-win for Texas, end quote. Texas economist Ray Perryman estimates that every $1 invested in the Surplus Ag program yields $3.27 in healthcare and education savings for Texas. Quote, smart policy choices and investments like the Surplus Ag Grant can help prevent hunger for today while boosting our state's economic competitiveness and resilience over time, end quote, Cole said in the press release. Idea UConn to host student lottery by 2023-24 school year. IDEA Public Schools will host its student lottery for the 2023-24 school year, February 18th. During this time, IDEA will announce the names of students who have been randomly selected for seats at IDEA UConn for the 2023-24 school year. Quote, we are excited to welcome new families to IDEA UConn, end quote, Bethany Solis, Executive Director of IDEA Public Schools in the Permian Basin, said in a news release. Quote, as our campus continues to grow, we are honored to continue to provide a high-quality education option for families in our area and help their students on the path to and through college, end quote. IDEA UConn currently serves more than 700 students. Next year, IDEA UConn will be a fully scaled elementary and middle school serving over 1,000 students in grades K through 8. During the lottery, names will be selected randomly by grade, with seats offered in the order of selection. When the capacity for each grade level is reached, the remaining applications will be assigned a position on a waiting list in a randomized order. Once the lottery is complete, parents or guardians will receive a notification of their preferred method of contact, email, and/or text message. Only applications completed before the deadline will participate in the lottery. Applications submitted after the lottery deadline are granted seats, if available, or added to the wait list in order of the time and date of their application. Families that are interested can apply to IDEA UConn at www.ideapublicschools.org/apply. IDEA Travis and Midland participates in Midland ISD's Apply Midland application and lottery process, which can be found at midlandisd.net/apply. City asks residents for input on sports complex. The City of Odessa Parks and Recreation Department and the Quality of Life Committee would like to know what you would like to see if the city were to build a sports complex. If you'd like to chime in, please follow the survey link, tinyurl.com/43KY5JE9. There are 10 questions, and you'll be asked to prioritize sports, wants, and needs, and amenities. The city is also holding a community meeting about this project on Tuesday, March 7th at Sherwood Community Center, 4819 Everglade Avenue, at 6:30 p.m. If you have any questions, contact Steve Patton at spatton@odessa-tx.gov or 432-368-3548. OC hosts Skills USA competition today. The Skills USA District 2 competition, hosted by Odessa College, this year brings area culinary students together to compete in the culinary, commercial baking, and restaurant services categories, and welding students to compete in four welding competitions for the opportunity to progress to the state Skills USA competition. The event is 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. today in the Culinary Arts Facility of the Electronics Technology Building and Welding Labs at Sedate Hall at Odessa College. Teachers and 130 high school students from Midland, Ector County Advanced Technical Education Center, Abilene Presidio, Grand Falls Royalty, Kermit, and Big Spring will participate. The Skills USA contests begin locally and continue through the state and the national levels. At the Skills USA Championships event in June 2023, the state contest winners, all outstanding career and technical education students, will have the opportunity to compete hands-on in their category among 110 different trade, technical, and leadership competitions. Competitions are managed with the help of industry, trade associations, and labor organizations, and test competencies are set by industry. O.H. Ivy claims another massive legacy lunker. Ivy's unprecedented run continued Monday when the lake produced its eighth legacy class fish of the 2023 Toyota Share Lunker collection season. Jason Kahn of Anna landed 17.03-pound Share Lunker 642, the eighth heaviest largemouth bass ever caught in Texas, and the sixth heaviest Share Lunker donated to the program. Quote, an incredible catch by Kahn led to a truly historic day for bass fishing in Texas, end quote. Natalie Goldstrom, Toyota Share Lunker program coordinator, said in a news release. Quote, bass this large are especially rare, and this fish is one of the biggest bass ever caught in Texas. We are thankful to Kahn for sharing his catch with the program and for the chance to spawn this exceptional bass with a male Share Lunker descendant, so her offspring have the best genetic potential to grow into Lunker bass, end quote. Kahn became the 10th angler to submit a fish this season, and for the second year in a row, OHIV has declared a fish over 17 pounds. Brody Davis of Tuttle, Oklahoma, boated 17.06-pound Share Lunker 620 on February 24th last year. Anglers are still chasing the Texas state record of 18.18 pounds, held by Barry St. Clair of Klondike with Share Lunker 105 from Lake Fork on January 24th, 1992. Kahn was guiding a trip and instructing a client at the front of the boat when he spotted a big fish. That particular fish didn't take the bait, but as they were drifting backwards in the boat, Khan saw this would-be Sherlunker under the trolling motor. He walked back to get into position and place the bait. Quote, the bait went right over her head and she just smoked it, end quote, said Khan. Quote, she comes out of the water with the Alabama rig hanging out of her mouth and she digs back down. I'm screaming for them to grab the net, and once we got her in the net, I'm freaking out, hugging one of the clients while the other is hanging over the boat with the fish in the net. I finally got it together and we went over to pick her up. It was the biggest bass I've ever seen or caught, end quote. Khan then made his way to Elm Creek to officially weigh the fish and donate it to Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, TPWD, staff for the Sherlunker program. Quote, this is an unbelievable feeling, end quote, said Khan. Quote, I've been bass fishing my entire life, and I know this fish I caught is the result of the Sherlunker program. Watching what has been going on over the last couple of years with the program has been incredible. I know they are going to take good care of the fish. Hopefully she produces a lot of offspring that we can put all over the state, end quote. Anglers who catch and donate a 13-plus-pound lunker can earn legacy class status. A catch kit filled with merchandise, a 13-plus-pound legacy decal for their vehicle or boat, VIP access to the Toyota Sherlunker annual awards event, and a high-quality replica mount of their lunker fish from Lake Fork Taxidermy. These anglers will also receive entries into two separate contests, a legacy class drawing and the year-end grand prize drawing. First place in either wins a $5,000 Bass Pro Shops shopping spree and a resident or non-resident annual fishing license. Death Notices. John Harris, Odessa. John Harris, 87, of Odessa, died Saturday, February 11th, 2023, in Odessa. Graveside service is scheduled for 11 o'clock a.m. February 18th, 2023, at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Peggy Arlene Kerr, Odessa. Peggy Arlene Kerr, 71, of Odessa, died Tuesday, February 14th, 2023, in Odessa. Memorial service is scheduled for 4 o'clock p.m. February 18th, 2023, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Can someone get psoriasis of the brain? Dear Dr. Roach, can someone get psoriasis of the brain? Answer, no. Psoriasis can affect sites besides the skin, such as the eye and the joints, but it doesn't cause any disease to the brain or nervous system. The eye issues potentially affected by psoriasis are all in the front part of the eye, not the retina, which is essentially a bit of brain tissue. Psoriasis does cause inflammation in the body, which may explain why people with psoriasis, like other rheumatic disorders, are at higher risk for heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach.
Dear Abby, my partner and I recently had a baby, and it has created some major issues with my mom and in-laws. Mom is an unhappy person who blames others and external factors for her unhappiness. She laments her unhappiness to me. She's incredibly jealous of any time we spend with my partner's family. She makes mean comments about them to me and questions the amount of time we spend with them. Having her in the same room as any of my partner's family is stressful. It even stresses me out when she asks me if I've seen them. We spend a lot of time with both families and see both once a week. Additionally, Mom comes over once during the week to see the baby and stay for dinner. My partner is wonderfully supportive and kind. He continues to welcome Mom into our home and treat her well. However, I don't think it's fair to my partner to be treated poorly and to know that Mom says mean things about their family. I've tried to speak to my father about this, but he says things like, "That's how she is. You can't change someone. Just remain neutral." I feel hopeless, helpless, and I'm not sure what to do. Give Mom an ultimatum about her behavior? Never have both families in the same room, or move far away. I tried speaking with both my parents. It didn't change her behavior. Any advice? Stressed over this in Washington. Dear Stressed, although you cannot change your mother's attitude, you can do something to change her behavior. The next time she questions you about the time you are spending with your partner's family, your response should be, Mom, you already know the answer to that question. Stop asking. The next time she says something derogatory about them, tell her you are aware of how she feels. You love these people, she's making you uncomfortable, and to stop. It may take repeating, but eventually you may get through. If that doesn't happen, you may wind up seeing less of her, which would be a relief. Dear Abby, I am a widow who has been in a long-term relationship with a widower. I am concerned about his relationship with his 27-year-old daughter. She wants time with him, excluding me, and he encourages it and hides it from me. Most recently, they traveled out of state together, and he didn't tell me. I think this is abnormal, and I find it confusing. He says she has anxiety and needs to spend time with him. Should I be concerned? Excluded in Ohio. Dear Excluded, if your gentleman friend and his daughter have to smuggle their times together past you, there is a reason. The reason may be that you seem to disapprove of him spending alone time with his daughter. He shouldn't have to explain or make excuses for it. He's the only parent she has left. If you and he are able to have ample private time to keep your relationship flourishing, I see no reason for concern. If you can't accept that they are a package deal, find another gentleman friend.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.